It's Chick on stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. First of all, we'll start off taking a look at the tri-state forecast. At calls for showers today, temperature in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-50s. And Friday, we'll have some sun, 40 to 45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few minutes. Well, yesterday was the first hearing at the state capitol. Dozens of individuals testifying at the State Office of Health Strategy during the hearing regarding Sharon Hospital's certification of need application to shutter its labor and delivery department, said profits are being put ahead of health care, but hospital officials countered that the step must be taken to ensure the hospital's future. In a session that went from morning to late evening, lawyers for New Vance Health, owners of Sharon Hospital, and Save Sharon Hospital, the community-based group seeking to maintain maternity services, as well as OHS members, questioned witnesses. Dr. John Murphy, CEO of New Vance, said, quote, Sharon Hospital is a significant state of financial distress that's existed for some time, end quote. He went on to say it would be tempting to just turn away from the situation, but he believes something has to change. Quote, certification of need are not just about dollars and cents. Quote, that's what he said. He went on to say, rather, the key word is need. And in this instance, it's clear that Sharon Hospital's labor and delivery services are critical to ensuring people in the region have a safe and ready accessible place for their maternity health needs, end quote. Now, during the comment period, one person after another urged the Office of Health Services officials to deny the application. Many shared stories about their individual cases and how they would have faced complications had Sharon Hospital had local obstetricians not been present. Dr. William Schweitzer said he was hired by Sharon OBGYN a year ago from New York City because he wanted to work in a rural area. New Vance had offered him a salary guarantee, but then withdrew that guarantee. He said he will stay because the community needs me. If our practice leaves, services will be different to access. But Sharon Hospital employees from several departments strongly spoke in favor of the closure, saying they realized challenges in keeping it open, but are confident it can be done successfully. Finances were a big part of the hearing. Former New Vance CFO Stephen Rosenberg giving testimony as a consultant. He said the original members of the Sharon Hospital showing gains were incorrect and have been changed to show the correct loss figures. But later on in the section, Victor Jermak, a final expert serving on the Save the Sharon Hospital board, was also questioned by Tucci about his lack of experience. He questioned Tucci as his lack of experience in hospital finances. Chisholm Chandler, Albany School's emeritus headmaster, pleaded for retaining the maternity unit on behalf of local independent schools. By the way, individuals still have 7 days to submit their comments to the Office of Healthcare Services. Well, the Weebatuck $12.5 million funding project was approved last night during the vote. The tax impact will be neutral. Roof replacements will be done at all schools. Unit ventilation systems done at all schools. Milling and repaving parking lots and sidewalks at the Weebatuck High School and Eugene Brooks Intermediate School. EBIS will also get an age-appropriate playground. Sanitary system components will be replaced at the Weebatuck Elementary School. In a story from the Berkshire Eagle, with the Berkshire Flyer train service over for the year, a new pilot program may help South County travelers. The town of Great Barrington sits about 36 miles from an active train station serving New York City. With help from the Massachusetts legislature, travelers from southern Berkshire County may soon have a new way of reaching and closing that gap. One of the last acts of the 2022 legislature allocated $150,000 to efforts to shape shuttle bus service linking Great Barrington with Metro North's Wassaic train service in Amenia, New York. No timetable has been set for the start of that service, which would be worked out by a local committee and may be preceded by a feasibility study. Former State Senator Adam Hines filed the legislative earmark specifying money for the shuttle. He said the service to and from Great Barrington would be timed around the Harlem Line train arrivals and departures in Amenia. Going back to our friends over at the Sharon Historical Society, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum announced the appointment of Cooper Sheldon as curator. Cooper brings a range of experiences from his work with public schools, the National Park Service, and Vermont Granite Museum. At Sharon Historical Society Museum, Cooper has already been focusing on community engagement, youth programs, collections care, and a permanent exhibition on the history of Sharon and the iron industry. The Sharon Historical Society Museum opens Wednesday through Friday from 12 to 4, Saturdays 10 to 2, or by appointment. Contact curator at sharonhist.org for more information. The Daisy Girl Network has honored four dairy women with the DGN Forward Under 40 Plus 4 Award at their recent biennial national conference in Prior Lake, Minnesota. Amanda Freund of East Canaan, Connecticut was one of those four that was honored. She was sponsored by Compeer Financial Fund and raised a multi-generation dairy farm, embracing responsibilities and privileges from childhood throughout her adulthood. She served in the Peace Corps in Zambia. Freund is involved with her family's farm market, nursery, and catering operation, in addition to being a principal employee of Cowpots. In other stories we're following for you here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at events going on in and around our tri-state region. Today is December 7th in Sharon. The American Rescue Plan Act has a meeting at 6:30. Coming up tomorrow, the Energy Environment Commission has a meeting at 5, Sewer and Water Commission at 7. Meanwhile, in Salisbury tonight at 5 o'clock, the Salisbury Housing Committee has their annual meeting. On Friday at noon, a special joint land use committee meeting. In Canaan, P&Z Workshop, the Town of North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission holding that workshop tonight. That deals with cannabis. It's at 7 p.m. in the North Canaan Town Hall. As we move on to Cornwall, the Park and Rec holiday event comes up at the Cornwall Consolidated School on Friday, December 9th from 5:30 till 7:30. Meetings coming up at the Town of Northeast. The Town Board regular meeting will be held tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Town Hall. And taking a look and reminding you that the Housatonic FFA Holiday Store is open every day through December 21st from 4 p.m. till, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Wreaths, trees, and poinsettias, roping, and more. More information is available at the Region 1 and Housatonic Valley Regional High School website. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,656. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 starts off at 39.45, and the NASDAQ will start off the day at 11,549.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.